κάτι, άμα μου βάλει. Δηλαδή, το ερώτημα τίθεται ως εξής: σε σκοτώνω ή ευρώ. Με συγχωρείτε πάρα πολύ. Δηλαδή,
I've come to Syriza's offices and I'm in a small room full of plastic chairs where members of the public have been invited to ask questions and talk about their problems. Today it's workers from the Athens airport.
We don't trust them anymore. Our political system and politicians, they're being corrupted.
One of those asking questions is George, who tells me he's turned his back on the two main parties that have monopolized Greek politics for decades.
Every day they open their mouth, even to breathe, they tell us a lie. Breathing is lying, continuously. So we need people that they're not corrupted, we need young people.
Answering voters' questions is Syriza candidate Kostas Isichos. Like the rest of the party, he's been on the sidelines of politics for more than 40 years. But over dinner with the airport workers at a local taverna, he admits he's nervous at the idea of finally winning a seat in parliament.
It's sometimes very easy to be in opposition because sometimes you can make very easy criticism, but you don't have the responsibility to rule. We've lost literally our sleep at night and our lives have changed.
The phone has already started ringing. Paragalo.
Yanis Bournous heads Syriza's European Policy Department. But since interest in the party exploded around the world, he's been roped into acting as a spokesman.
As usual. Paragalo. We have had already visits and interviews with media from Kazakhstan and South Korea.
What's Syriza's position on Kazakhstan and on South Korea then?
Well, these are new issues for us.
Can I have the tomato tart with salad?
Green salad or Greek salad?
The whole building feels very right on. Even the first floor canteen is a scheme to give the recently unemployed work, selling tofu balls and tomato tarts. Everywhere I see signs that this is a party trying to live by its principles. But that begs the question of what exactly is at the heart of those principles.
Are you communists?
We describe ourselves as a wide democratic left coalition that tries to include different traditions of the left and not only the left. To give you a picture coming from our logo.
The party logo embodies their core ideology, Marxism, environmentalism and feminism. And the official title of the party is the Coalition of the Radical Left. So how radical are they?
We prefer to explain the term radical more as an alternative political force. It does not mean that we carry weapons and we advocate in favor of war, of a civil war.
What if I'm an entrepreneur? I'm a young person who wants to start a business, and you know what? I'd quite like to be rich. Is that okay with you guys?
If you pay your taxes through a democratic and just tax system, then yes, you can get rich. But those big business who are enjoying legal tax evasion because of the governmental policy of the last three decades must forget this if a left government is established in Greece.
Back at the taverna, Kostas Isichos runs through the possibilities for the future.
We might become another bureaucratic party of the system, and we're going to be absorbed, and by the end of the day we'll be corrupt like the others and everybody's going to hate us. That's like a nightmare for us. But we have to talk about that in order to avoid it. The second scenario is that we're going to succeed. And we're going to try to rebuild the country and rediscover democracy again.
Do you have the experience to take on something that big?
We're trying to mature 20 years in less than 3 months. I don't know if we're going to make it, but it's a nice adventure.
Unfortunately, this is more than just an adventure for the Greek people. This election is likely to decide their future inside or outside the Eurozone. Syriza's policies may be further left than anything Greece has seen before, but the wave of public anger against the austerity measures could see them sweep to power.